Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, everyone. It is Monday. Monday is my favorite day because I get to be on the radio with my fave co-host, Susan Z. This is Bonnie Albers on air. Actually, Bonnie A. and Susan Z. We do and love all metaphysical in between. Get it? I mean, that's our new mantra, everyone. Bonnie A. and Susan Z. A. Z. And we love everything in between. Stop laughing, Susan. I can hear you.
Oh, choo-choo.
Anyway, I just love that, guys. I mean, think of it. Bonnie A., Susan Z., A. Z. What more can you ask for? In between, we do everything. We love everything. We've got our hands in everything. We've got our minds wrapped around everything, and we love all metaphysical. But one of the things, and then I'll get into introducing us with our long introduction, is that Susan is an expert at Akashic Records. She opens them. I fly over, crawl under, and I see. So I bring the spirit connection or communication with what Susan opens. And it is so cool because the minute Susan opens your Akashic Records, I'm flying around looking for spirit. So let me just tell you who I am, and I'm going to hand you over to my sweet and wonderful and fabulous and famous co-host, Susan Z. My name again is Bonnie Albers. Hey, I still haven't taken a breath, Susan.
No, I got too many cups of coffee there, Bonnie.
You're right. Hey, and I have one in my hand right now. It is so good. I don't know if anything had to be. Yes. I can't take it. I'm on my fifth. But anyway, and let me tell you, you need a pot of coffee with me anyway. I just want to let you know, my name is Bonnie Albers. I am an RN, an LNC. I'm a CLIOC, and every letter in between, A to Z. I have practiced and worked. I'm a counselor. I specialized in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. I still do that. But my love and my passion and my life journey is spirit. So I am a spirit medium. You can get a hold of me on Facebook. I love hearing from my people and my peeps, as I call them, on Facebook, because then you can let me know if you can get on the show or what you'd like to hear or how we're doing. Also, we'd like you to like us on Blog Talk. It helps us be able to get the message out to you faster, and you can sign up and get our, when we're on, and all of our shows sent to you with a reminder so you can listen. I also can be reached at balbers714@aol.com. Drop me a line. Drop me a hey, how are you? And I'd love to hear from you. Also, I have two websites. Both are under construction. So if you can't leave a message, go back to my email. It's bonniealbers.com and bonniealbers-on-air.com. That's my favorite one. Now I'm going to hand you over to my sweet Susan. Susan!
Oh, Bonnie, I'll tell you, you are wired for sound this afternoon. You know, I have to tell you that Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive, it's like I was sitting there listening to it and just rocking, and all of a sudden I went, oh, my God, I'm on the radio. It's like I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like listening to the music on the radio. This is like so cool and everything. But that I'll tell you, that song just, it just rocks, boy.
I know.
Well, I'd like
to
say
that's
hello
us, Susan, because that's us, pardon? Susan, because we walk on two worlds. We walk in both worlds.
Absolutely.
We walk in the spirit world. We walk in the medical, physical world. Oh, and you know me. I love that bridge. But, sweetheart,
you got your hand in everything. That's true. Well,
yes, I do.
I'd like to say hello to all our listeners today. Of course, today is President's Day, and maybe you're at home having the day off, which is wonderful, and not having to go into work today. I'm Susan Z. Rich. I am Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun, as we like to say. I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I have the ability to interpret one soul's journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, a clairvoyant. I'm a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. Okay, I'm just going to say it so we can just move past this, is that I have made an obligation to Bonnie that in the next reprint of my book that I will put a foreword in my book that actually it was Bonnie's book first, but I was the one that listened to Spirit and actually wrote it. So we want to give her credit for the book, too. Yes.
Thank you, Susan. I wrote that book.
I know. Somewhere along the line, you just knew Spirit was saying, write this book. But, you know, you just never stop. And so I did, and Spirit actually forced me to write this book. I did it in about 6 or 7 months, noshing all the way, but it got done. So I wrote the book to clearly show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. And it's through our soul windows. And it's so that we realize that we're like not doing this life alone without assistance. You can read more about me from my website. What part of it do you love, dear?
I love that. Well, you know what I love, Susan, well, no, because that I am. But I just want to tell you that before I read that book, and you know that I've used it in my counseling, and I've even given it to PhDs, MDs, DOs, everybody I could hand that book to since it's mine. I absolutely hand it to everybody because it so bridges the gap between this world and the metaphysical world without them really knowing it. It really matches all of the ways that we use our hormones and that we choose life. And in medicine, we call them, you know, hormonal time frames. But in your book, it mimics that exact medicine type, if you go to psychology, their windows for time in such a clear, much clearer fashion. And I've got to tell you that when I started reading your book, or my book actually, I'm in the second soul window, so now I find out what other people's ages are, and I ask them what soul windows are. And what I'm so happy about, Susan, is I'm like in the early soul window, and most of you are away in your later soul window, so it always makes me feel good.
So you say. She swears she's stuck in 15, and I tell you, I have to believe it sometime. So let me finish this, and then we can jump into our first caller, okay? You can read more about me from my website, yes, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. And you can also contact me at my email at szrich@aol.com for email, Skype, and phone readings to schedule them. So that's about it for me.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Susan. Don't you have, I think that you have a special going on, or is it over?
Yeah, thank you, Bonnie. I totally forgot. I have been running a Valentine's Day special and going to continue it through the month of February, that you can buy an hour reading for the price of a half an hour. So basically you're getting double your money, and you just go to my website, pay for a half an hour, email me, and then we can schedule for an hour reading. It's a great way, you know, love advice, you know, went through Valentine's Day, you know, whether you spent it with somebody or you didn't, you've always got questions about heart affairs, career, life, financial. They're, you know, a great one for just 2014, or if you're interested in having your Akashic Soul record open. Thanks, Bonnie.
I love that, Susan. Oh, you're welcome. Sometimes I do come up with the good, you know, sometimes my brain does work, Susan. Other times it just floats on that cloud. But I do have to tell you, and I have to tell you that when you say that, a two for one, what I think of is that, do you remember, and believe me, I'm only in my second soul window, so it's not like I do remember, but the theme song for Doublemint Gum, Doublemint, Doublemint, Doublemint Gum. And I swear,
you're giving your age away, don't you? You know you're giving your age away, dear.
Oh, no, I'm not.
The double
No, my mom told me about that. Yes, I loved it. So, but I don't remember watching it. I just hear it. My spirit guide brought it to me. So I'm sure you do remember it. But the thing is, as soon as you say buy one, get one, that is exactly what I think. And I got to tell everybody before I take the next caller, Susan is phenomenal. To get her at half price, you got to be kidding, because I'm not offering that. Susan is. So she is so fabulous. If you want a taste of what she does, this is a great way. If you want to give a gift, this is a great way. She's my partner, so I can't tell you how much I recommend her, and I recommend, you know, her readings. You won't be sorry. Your money will be well spent. So now that I said that, Susan, we are going to go to our
first
caller. But I do want to welcome, because you know I love you. But, you know,
no.
I just have to tell you, yeah, you know, it's just sweet. But I do have to tell you this. I do want you to explain. We are going to go over the Akashic Records. I do want to take the first caller. So if you do start, please remind everybody, if we are opening the Akashic Records, why you open them, what you do, and what they're going to know. So how does that sound to you, Susan?
Oh, sure, sweetie, yeah. Let's kind of explain a little first about how the Akashic Records open and what exactly happens, and also to remind our listeners that we, you know, the format of our show is that, you know, we open the Akashic Records and then past life information comes in, and also spirit communication is involved in that. But if you want to call in and you have any other question that you want answers for in terms of career, love, finances, you can also ask that question. It's just not limited to the Akashic Record and spirit communication format. So having said that, with the open invitation, let me explain how the Akashic Records are open. The first thing is that I do not open them. I do not have the ability, nor does any other. No, you don't. I know you keep on saying that you're going to get all these gifts, but I'm telling you, this is not one you're going to get. You cannot open someone else's. I know, don't cry. It's that you cannot open someone else's Akashic Records. Well, you can go ahead. You can struggle all you want. But it's like the thing is that belongs to the soul. It's an imprint and a combination of what it is that you wrote for yourself. So in order for me to be able to figuratively read your Akashic Records, which is in reality, I cannot read what's in the book. I don't even know what the writing is. It comes to me in visions. I had this feeling that there's going to be a point where you could probably can or think you can. Okay, so I asked three questions. I asked three questions, and the first question is, I always ask you what soul wind are you in, and that is by your age. That tells me what it is that the soul is addressing in your life at the moment. And the second one is that I will ask you what it is that you have done as a career, because in terms of work, as we produce and give back into society, it tells me a little bit about what the how the soul is trying to accomplish what it wants to do. Those are the tools that you use. And the third one, of course, is that I will ask what do you believe your gifts are, and what is it that's your finest quality? And that tells me the emotions behind your life, whether what lack you are trying to address and the love tools that you are using to get them. And once I answer those, and once you answer those questions, basically what you have done is that you have given me permission to look at your book and opened it for me. And that's pretty simply how it works.
Susan.
And then, of course, what happens...
You explained it.
What's that?
Yeah. I said, you explained it wonderful, but I want Lady Gaga to give me my karmic book back because I should have been Lady Gaga time.
No. She owns it. I told you can. I've told you in your past life you've done a version of the Can-Can Girl, and that's about as close as what you're going to get to Lady Gaga so far. Since I do not have the ability to know what a soul writes for future lives, because that's unwritten. But the curious thing about when we started doing this format for the show, which we hadn't planned or expected it, is that when we open someone's Akashic Records, a lot of past life imprints reveal itself when we're looking at that book. And to show us why this particular life was written the way it was, and then of course it's like a big party opens up because those in spirit want to give the information of how they're, you know, why they were born in the family, what they tried to do. So it really goes from the past to those who have crossed over, and it's all coming together to help you understand what you've written for yourself, how you're doing, and and what's left. It's just fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Every person
is
fascinating. Yeah, and it's fun too.
We're fascinated. Well, you know what, Susan? Before I take the first. I won't say victim because that's not nice, but I will say first caller. I got to tell you, and this is so cool about it, is we get jazzed. I mean, all the things we've seen, we've had such amazing callers that we get to peek in and see why they're here. Everybody, I'm so excited about because it's just so fascinating. That's why I can't read books anymore, except my book. But I got to tell you that
you're writing it now, right? Yeah, you're writing that book right now.
Yes. No, I wrote it already. So, but anyway, I just have to tell you that I think it's too cool. And the book I wrote is named Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. It does have Susan's number on it, it does have Susan's name on it, but it was channeled by me. So, okay, I am going to take the first caller.
I'm telling you, somewhere along the line, you're going to pay for that karmically by telling that fib.
I hope nobody really knows I mean it because I don't fib, but I just want it. So it's just a dream of mine. Hi, 941.
Hello.
Hi, 941.
My name is LaVonda.
Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan, and we're so happy to have you. Can you say your name again? Because I didn't hear. Is it LaVonda?
Yes, LaVonda, LaVonda.
LaVonda, I love it. Oh, honey, what can we do to help you today? We're so excited.
Have you called her before? Your name sounds familiar. It's such a pretty name.
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I wondered if you can give me some advice on life, on anything.
We'd love to.
Regarding your career or anything.
Would you like your Akashic records open, or do you do you want your Akashic records open, which might answer some of those questions, or would you just prefer to ask us a question?
I prefer to ask you a question.
Okay, then you have to be real specific
about
exactly what it is that you want to know.
Oh, Okay, well, then I'd like my Akashic records open because I don't have a specific question.
Oh, you're so cute.
She's so cute. You know, LaFonda, you're gonna have a lot of things answered by opening your Akashic record. Now, if you had a question like, I'm out of a job, this is what I've done, do you see me getting a job? That would be a question. That's how you would ask a question. I don't mean to sound, you know, like I'm just telling you how to ask, but that's how we work, because you don't want to pull from the whole universe, and we sit here for 20 minutes looking to see how many jobs you've had and where it's coming. So if you have a particular question,
if it's in generality, then spirit, you know, catalogs it and then just throws out all the information.
You're gonna get a general track.
Yeah. So, like, if you've got a relationship or a job or that kind of thing, then you can ask that.
So which would you rather have? I know the Akashic record is really cool. It tells you why you're here. So I don't know if you know that, but it might not answer your specific question. I love Akashic records because it does answer all kinds of things, and it's a very rare talent that we actually have, and Susan is the expert. So would you prefer your Akashic records open, or do you want to ask a question?
The Akashic records. Open.
Okay, let's rock.
Oh.
All righty.
Go for it. Yes, let's rock
and roll. Well, the first thing I want to ask you, okay, is I need to know what soul window you're in. And so how old are you?
27.
Okay. Let me explain a little bit of the soul window that you're in right now. You're about halfway through what they call letting go of, like, young girl choices. You're moving into wanting to make more grown-up woman choices. This is where, you know, you stop thinking about, like, oh, you know, I'm with a guy because he dances really cool, or he's really cute, and he drives a cool car, or it's kind of like the you start thinking in terms of what is it that I'm going to be like when, or what I'm going to do as a woman. And you think of nesting, you think of having children, you start thinking in terms of a guy that you would spend the rest of your life with, or what kind of career that will serve you best. It's usually what I call, you know, going from playing from your Barbie dolls to learning how to do a computer. It's kind of like that kind of energy. So that's where you are right now. You're actually in your 28th year, and you're moving very quickly into, because time is accelerated, as everyone knows, when to hit your 30th year, and that's the most profound grown-up year that we have. That's when we begin to realize that we're moving into the energy that we are no longer going to stay young for the rest of our lives. Up until that point, it's like most young people look at older people and they think, you know, aliens, that's not going to happen to me. I never get old. Ask the baby boomer age. We were the age of Aquarius. We were hippies. And it's like, and we said, you know, we're never getting old. And now we're all collecting Social Security.
Yes!
What the hell happened? So that's kind of where you are right now. It's like, it's that kind of awakening to the fact that you're not going to be young forever, okay? So the second question that I want to ask you is, what do you do for a career, or what have you done, either doing now or you've done in the past?
I'm not doing anything now, and I was in nursing school. I'm lost. That's why I just wanted general information. I don't know.
Ah, okay. Okay, see, that's why Bonnie was trying to ask you about asking specific questions, because she picked up on this, okay? What I'm going to do here is that I'm going to switch this back over here to I'll give you one more energy on the Akashic records, but you're more concerned about, you know, what do I do next in my life, okay, versus of what what your life is about, right? Your life is about to be of service. You love people. You love being social. And you're just a little lost right now. The biggest thing that I'm picking up with you is that you get bored easy and you're a little undisciplined. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but I'm not social.
Ah, yes you are.
No,
I have a
message for you from someone from above. But and they kind of say that too, but it's you're thinking social is different than we're thinking of it. But I have to tell you, I just have to ask one question, Susan. I've got to ask her. Why did you stop nursing school?
That was my next question.
Oh, this is getting too deep. 'Cause of a breakup from a soulmate, and it was, I don't know.
Do you have what?
Because of a breakup with a soulmate.
Are you thinking about
going
back?
No.
Okay, go ahead, Susan, because I'm hearing so many different things.
Bonnie, what did she say why she quit nursing
school? She quit nursing school. She had a breakup with a soulmate.
Okay.
She had a breakup, and she broke up. And they broke up with her. I'm not quite sure. I think that it was I can feel it, but and she does not want to go back to nursing school is what she's telling me. That I'm sad about that because, you know, of service would be perfect for nursing school. But there's other things you can do. But go ahead.
Yeah. Why is it – I'm not going to let it go. I'm like with a dog with a bone here. Okay. Why is it that you don't want to go back to nursing school?
It was too fast-paced, and I just felt – I don't know.
Oh my goodness! I'm a nurse.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I. How long ago was this breakup?
2 years ago.
Oh man.
I have a suggestion. First of all, let me tell you. Yeah, and then tell me what you think, Susan. First of all, you are of service, which means you're supposed to be in the people business, which means helping people. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you obviously had a lot going on going into nursing school, and nursing school is not easy. Nursing school is so hard. It's not easy anymore. It's not, I'm going to go to nursing school, and that's it. It is so picky. There are people waiting to get into nursing school. I'm shocked that you gave it up, but I'm happy that you realized that, you know, it was too fast-paced for you. There are different programs, and I'm going to tell you this, and I really hope that you try to look into it. But there are, I know you're going to, you say, well, I don't want to do that, but there's CNA programs. That will get your foot in the door to learn some of that so that when you do go back or decide to go back to nursing school, there's LPN school. There's all kinds of – there's phlebotomy school. My girlfriend just went into phlebotomy. It's like a six-month course. You can take it at a junior college and work in a hospital. The hospitals end up paying for you to go to nursing school if there's an issue there. But it actually takes one part of doing something that you can focus on and be in the hospital. You'd be drawing blood, going, you know, to different floors. You can work in the lab, and then you can get back into a program if you so choose. But I am going to tell you, and my heart bleeds for you because I am a nurse, that this profession is a great profession for anybody that really cares. Let me tell you what I've got. Somebody from above gave me. Okay, first of all, the person who came must be about three generations removed. She showed me a pie. Like, it looks like a cherry pie, and it had lattice work. Did you know what I mean by lattice work? It's got that, like, a checkerboard top for a crust. You know, it's the whole crust. And she said that I auto write, so sometimes I can't read my auto writing, but it says she tries so hard. She tries hard, and she's so nice. She gives a lot, but she doesn't get a lot back. And then when she doesn't get a lot back, she doesn't stick up for herself. She was a very precocious girl, loved everything, but didn't need a lot of friends. But she did have them. Also, she's showing me gems in her hand. And the gems, she's showing me gems. Now, this is a symbol. It had red rubies, green emeralds, and purple amethyst, and she's handing them to me. So it's really your symbol, not mine, so kind of don't know what they mean. But either what she might be saying is you are a gem and you just don't know it yet, or you collected gems, or you got some gems from somewhere. But usually it's a symbol. But what I'm seeing is you are of service. And the reason you're flailing around, and I don't mean it badly, is that Spirit's waiting for you to make a decision. They want you to get back into the service-oriented field in any way you can. So I'm telling you, if you're, I don't know what you're doing right now, but you can look into all the different programs. You don't have to go into just nursing, but you should look into a program that is service-oriented. RN, LPN, CNA, a phlebotomist, all of them from 6 months to 4 years, whichever you like, but you got to get back into it, or you're going to be missing out, and it's going to be happening later in your life because it's meant to be. So what did you get, Susan?
Pretty much the same. And I'm just going to say it like this, okay? You took a big hit emotionally, okay, and you allowed that hit to rob you of your special path in life, of your power, okay? And what I'm hearing is that as you move into you, you've been immobilized by that because you wear your heart on your sleeve. But you're going to move into your 30th year in the next year or so. Okay, take everything that Bonnie has said to you, because this is your path, and it's like if you the whole helping other people. When you say you're not social, I disagree with that completely. The reason that you are feeling lost is that because you have cut yourself off from your lifeline, and that is being around people. People that need you and that want your help.
Yeah,
that is what your path is. So here's what's going to happen is that you're going to do about another maybe 6 months of feeling sorry for yourself, and I'm going to say that in the most loving way I can, but then something's going to happen that you're going to decide to put your big girl panties on, okay, and give it a try.
Get those
Take
big girl
small,
panties on. Get
put those big girl panties on. It's like just baby steps, like what Bonnie said. You know, you don't have to jump back into nursing if you're intimidated by it, but do something along that line. And what's going to happen?
Yeah,
in that field. And what's going to happen is that all of a sudden you're going to be rewired. Okay, because that's what happens when you move into this particular soul window. You're going to get rewired, and you're going to ask yourself, why did I do this to myself? And you're going to get back on track. I swear you will.
Yeah, and so, LaVonda, I'd love you to call us back and let us know where you are, because I know where you're going to be. I know those big girl pants are coming on soon, and I know you're going to get back into it. Look into it. I just gave you three things to look into: phlebotomist, CNA, LPN, that leads up to an RN. Any of those will lead you into that path, and they'll give you credit for that time. They go from easier to hardest. And go for it, girl. You'll have a career. You'll have self-esteem. You'll meet great people. And you'll be on your way. Because I always have a great saying. I love this saying. So I'm really glad you called. And I love using it. This is it. You can go easy. Spirit will make you go. You can go easy or you can go hard. And when I mean hard, that means they'll just keep pounding you and pounding you till you say, ah, that's that's what I'm
supposed
to do.
Yeah, because
so
your spirit's not going to let go of you, sweetie. They're going to push and push and push and push. So you might as well cry, Uncle, and just say, okay, I'll do it. But start small. Start small because, you know, you're kind of wobbly in the knees right now and get some of that inner strength back and you will be amazed what you can accomplish. I'm not kidding. Girlfriend, you can do it.
Lavonda, we're going to have to say goodbye, but I hope that you got something from this. And if you listen to the archives, back in the archives today, you can then keep this forever and know when you become that great girl, who you are a great girl anyway, but that great whatever you want to be, RN, LPN, phlebotomist, you have that great job, you can look and say, hey, these wonderful ladies on Blog Talk Radio, Bonnie Albers on Air, told me so. So can you call us back and let us know how you're doing soon?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be looking
Thank
forward
you,
to that.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I am going to take Susan. You know I love those nurses. You know that. And I don't let them go. So here we go. I have the next number is 917-917. You are on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi, 917. Hello.
Hi.
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 Who are we speaking
hi,
to?
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi. My name is Tanya.
Tanya? Okay. Yeah.
Tanya. This is Bonnie and Susan.
Hello.
I didn't know, but how are you today? How can we help you, Tanya?
I'm interested in going into the archaic records.
Okay.
Acacia,
okay.
Girlfriend.
Acacia.
Go for it.
Yes, the Akashic records.
Akashic, yes.
The first question.
Acacia.
That's Bonnie's version. I have my own. Okay. the first question that I want to ask you is, so I can tell what soul window you're in, is how old you are?
I'm 31.
Oh,
ooh,
okay.
You're older than me.
Everyone's older than you.
if you heard
what I said, with Lavonda, that you are in the soul window. 30 is a powerful, powerful year for anyone. In your 30th year, it starts at 29. And basically, this is taking a grown-up version of life. And it's when we kind of let go of our Barbie doll days, you know, and, you know, who's going to take me to the prom? And it's like, you know, oh, my God, you know, I got to have that outfit kind of energy. Of course, I've never really gotten rid of that. But anyway, I know. We're just, you know, the fashionistas, you know, what can we say?
I know.
So,
I
you know,
have to
you're,
rock the
you're
black
at a,
leather, and I have to.
Fashionista. Yes. So you're at kind of like that grown up crossroads of, you know, where nesting comes into it, where we reevaluate our career. You know, we think about what the future might look like, and you know, that's when, you know, we start, you know, picking out, thinking of partners different. Whether you're with a partner, we reevaluate it. If you're not, start thinking, is this going to carry me into the future? Having children, are we happy with our career? Because we begin to realize that, if you've been waiting on tables and you're miserable waiting on tables, that, oh, my God, you know, I got another 50 years of this. I don't think so. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And say nothing against our fabulous waitresses out there, because what would we do without them? And some of them just love developed that career. Absolutely. So the next question that I want to ask you is what you're doing for a career now and in the past.
In the past, I worked in the fashion industry and in real estate, and now I'm very happy and I'm very aligned with my purpose. I help people find better ways to get healthier and to live their lives with more purpose.
Okay, so you were in the fashion industry and then in real estate?
Yep, but I got rid of that because I wasn't feeling I was not happy with what I was doing, and now I in essence, just help people.
Okay, so what are you, a life coach or?
No, not necessarily. I work with a company, a wellness company that with essential oils that helps people heal with essential oils.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
All righty. That's what I wanted to know. Actually, let me tell you something. You were actually really doing the same thing. I was a fashion buyer for about 17 years before I went into counseling and therapy and metaphysics. And I actually believed that what I was doing was helping in service, because I believed that shopping was a form of counseling. So when I finally hit that place of growing up, that's when I decided to go back to school and get my counseling and therapy. And your real estate is the same thing. You are of service of helping people find homes. So your life is of service and helping career. But basically what happened to you is that when you hit that milestone of being a grown-up thing, is that you wanted the real deal, the authentic, fashion industry and real estate, they are outside in. What you wanted to do is to do the same thing inside out.
Right.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask you what you believe your gifts are, and also what you believe your finest qualities are.
I think my gifts are, I work very, very well with people. People are very drawn to me, and I think it's, because of my altruistic nature. And I would say my gifts are, I have a very, very strong sense of compassion for all living beings. Sometimes to the point where it brings me to a little bit of a depression of, when I see animals or people suffering, it really affects me. So I don't know if those are gifts, but I think they're more of a positive qualities of a person.
Okay, so you're kind of like an eternal optimist?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I have to say something really quick. Can I say something?
Okay.
I can't keep, I just have to say this. I feel like I'm really good, too, because, see, when I rock my black leather, it's really pleather, so I don't kill animals. So I just have to say that. Even in my fashion stuff, I do pleather and not leather. So here you go. Okay, go ahead, continue.
Oh, we've got a pleather.
Sorry, I had to say it. I mean, well, you can't
okay.
see the difference on me, because I just thought I just can't take the leather thing. I don't mind anybody else, but when I do it, I'm gonna rock the look, but I'm not gonna do the animal thing. So see, I'm giving back too, because I don't like seeing animals suffer either. But and I'm a fashionista. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Love it. Love it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Leather. Yes. 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 I'm that way about fur. I'm real kind of anti-fur. So,
yeah.
Okay, the interesting thing when your book opened, all right, it's the first thing that I saw, and I haven't really seen this particular visual before, because usually it's kind of inanimate object. And the first thing that came out is is there you're familiar with the little kind of animation of We Are a Small World and all those little bubble-headed people, you know, that they're connecting all around the world, hands around the world. You've seen that logo, right? Okay. So I'm seeing bubble-headed little people coming out of your life, your life book. And I'm assuming that what that is that part of what you are trying to accomplish in this life and will continue to do so on a much, much bigger scale, what you're doing right now is kind of for you, all right, on a real small basis. But what's eventually going to happen with you is that when you're probably 36, 37, maybe towards the end of your 30s, is that you're going to hook up with an organization that is very much into philanthropy, environment, you know, feeding the world. This is child's play of what it is that you're doing. It is a beginner's course, okay? But you always had the idea that you wanted to connect people. You wanted to get people to understand other people, you know, to hook them up,
right,
to help them realize their full potential of because that's your gift, is that you look at a person and you never see the lack. You always see the potential, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that will get bigger and bigger, and you will be put into a situation where of connecting the world. For some reason, I don't know why, but as I'm doing this and with this little, you know, little doll's hands around the world kind of thing. Bill Gates' charity foundation keeps on coming up. His charity foundation is focused on feeding the children of the world. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And they keep on bringing that up. You're going to get involved in that scope, in that kind of situation. Yeah.
Wow.
So now how you get there is a simple path of just following that voice in your head. You'll wind up meeting the people that you need to meet because of that people attractor that you have, okay? The right people, they see you. Invisibility is not something that's scary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the quiet on it are almost done. Okay. So it's so tough for her. And I, you know, here's a visual for all of you. It's like Bonnie's being very good, keeping her mouth shut, and she's furiously writing on her little yellow pad everywhere, like this mad woman.
Yes.
And so she can't wait to share. She never shuts up. Ever, whether you know whether she's talking or waiting.
I just can't.
I know.
I just can't.
I know.
Okay. I felt it before my tongue goes out.
Yeah. So the foundation, okay, and that is your tool. That is what carries you into this life. The foundation that that you're looking at is that what I'm looking at is fog, okay. Like seafaring fog, all right? And what it shows me is that you came in here with an imprint of a traveler, and you're going to be doing a lot of it in your life, okay? But this traveler, it's a like a seafaring imprint of isolation and aloneness, but stopping in at port after port, after port, after port, and seeing desolation and seeing starvation and trying to help in terms of what you could. But yet on a commercial level, okay? It's not like that you were a missionary or anything like that. And you've lived this isolated touch upon leave, touch upon leave, touch upon leave. It feels like for many lifetimes. And in this lifetime, you're trying to break that of not being connected, of feeling distance and the feeling of apartness, and wanting to make a difference of connecting all people and helping on many, many levels. So, and that fog represents of not being able to clear the way. I mean, it's almost like I see you on a ship going through fog, coming into port. Taking supplies and dropping them off to, say, a colony or something that were starving, you know, and it's like, and there was this feeling that you needed to do more, that you were so limited. And that, I believe, is what your journey is about. And when you like people, you're a people person, which is what you put into your personality and everything. But even though you're a people person, you always have a sense of isolation and aloneness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what comes from
your talking
imprint. Okay, honey. Wait, let's hold on. Just
talking about
1 second. 1 second. Okay, Tanya, you've only got about 30 seconds. 30 seconds, and then we're going to let her loose. Is that do you have any question for me before we let Bonnie out of the gate?
Yeah, so basically, you know, what I do feel, you know, like what I'm doing now is just a stepping stone to get me to a bigger platform, but is that what you see, like me communicating with like a bigger group of people? And doing more, like traveling to connect people to show them their life's purpose. Is that what it is in that capacity?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's to make the world smaller. Okay. To get people to understand that we're all one and we should all be helping one another.
Right.
And it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger for you. You're going to get attached to bigger and bigger organizations that, it's just going to drop in your lap. It's going to be like a fluke. And then once that fluke happens, you're on your way.
Okay. I'll keep my intuition, everything open for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, you could be, you know, they could make you deaf, dumb, and blind right now, and they'd still find you. that's pretty much how they wrote it.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank
Bonnie.
You.
I'm sorry.
Come on out,
thank
Bonnie.
You.
Come on.
Yes, I'm coming. I have to tell you, if you're going to feed the world, I want to tell you what restaurants I like, and then you can get them and feed me, too, because my goodness, you're traveling all over the world, and there are some great restaurants all around, but I understand you won't be at them. But just pick me up a few things. I'm starved. I'm sitting here listening to you. But anyway, I do want to tell you that it's really weird, and this is I didn't know how I was going to approach it, but thank goodness Susan approached it before me. Or actually, I wrote it down in auto writing, and I didn't quite know what it meant until I was listening. But a young boy came to me, and I thought, you're awful young to have a young boy come to me. So I think this might be when she was talking about going all over the world. It's really weird because he showed me a grave, and it was a young boy with his head down. He was all dressed in black, and he was young. And what he said is, they gave me your appearance a little bit so I could see what they said that, and I don't know if this is, but they said that you're conservative, but not in a conservative way that we would think conservative is. They say that you take tragedy and you make it okay. So remember when you were saying, and which is so interesting, when you were saying that you really feel for animals and people, when they said you take tragedy and make it okay, you compartmentalize it. You see it, you feel it, and then you put it on a shelf, and you make it okay for you to continue or for that to continue, because I'm not sure that, you know, when they bring me messages, it's your messages, not mine. Also, they showed me a strand of pearls. I'm not quite sure what the pearls are. I'm getting a lot of jewels today. But they showed me, I don't know if you have a set of pearls, you wear a set of pearls, or maybe this person's handing me pearls, meaning that, you know, that's more of the very elegant, conservative, but fashion forward, you know. And they said you keep everything in. You don't really tell everybody how you feel when you see tragedy. And with this, you make everything all right. And I auto wrote, and it says, everything is all right, more through life like that. So what you're going to do is you're going to see a lot of things. They aren't going to sit well with you, but you are going to make them right. Not right like at that time and say, like me, oh, my goodness, I see you're hungry. I'm going to the store and getting you food. That would be me. But what they say is you sit back and watch and that you'll make this all right. You'll figure out a way to make this all right. And it's really interesting because I don't know why a young boy came to me. And the only thing I could think of is I thought, you know, when I saw him, I thought, oh, my goodness, he's still here. I wondered if there was some tragedy in your life very early, if it was somebody who passed that you knew. But maybe what I'm seeing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
this is a young boy.
Well, my father passed when I was 3.
Okay. So he wasn't old either. But what he's showing me is I see that and can I ask, do you know what the pearls are? Do you wear pearls? Do you have pearls? Did somebody give you pearls?
I do, but I never wear them.
Okay, so you have them.
Mm-hmm.
And do they go around your neck?
They do.
Do they sit up? They're not. Yeah, I see them. And why they're showing me that is because when I think of, like, very elegant and conservative, fashion forward doesn't mean conservative where you're wearing, you know, a box. It just means that you're not like me who rocks high leather boots, pleather, and a tank top, and my muscles are hanging out. So I get what you're, you know, how you look. But that's what they say about your personality. You see a lot of tragedy or you see a lot of things in your life, you don't say anything. You keep them inside in a compartment, and then you make them all right. Does that sound like you?
Yeah. I mean, like when I see, you know, to a point, but when it comes like with my boyfriend, you know, if there's anything wrong, like I'm very, like, big time open communication. Like I don't hold anything in. But
yeah, I don't think it's
like
a boyfriend. Yes, it's not a boyfriend. It's what you see in life. They're showing me through your eyes and not in a relationship way, but they're showing me how you look at life, that you see things that are tragic, but that you make them okay. So you either make them okay for yourself. Yeah, that's what they're showing me, and it was pretty slow motion. So it's pretty cool. You're a cool girl. That's what I, you know, and I love that. And you're going to make a difference in this world. Everybody does, but you're going to make a difference, and you're going to feed me, and I know you will. And if you're going to feed me, you're going to feed everybody else too. So I hope that we've helped you in any way that we can.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just so cool. I mean, it was weird to see this young boy. Well, actually, he was in his teens, actually. But you know what? His outfit was more like, would be your father when he was young. So that's what he was showing me, and he showed me his braid. So it's really interesting as I was watching it. I mean, it was too cool because if you heard me in the beginning, I love seeing all this. I thank you for letting me see it. I thank you for letting me be part of it, and I hope that we've helped you, and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Okay?
Oh, yes, Tanya. Thank
you're
you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Talk
Have
soon.
A great day, Tanya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness, Susan, I just have to tell you, you know me in graveyards. Oh, my. With all those spirits, I thought I was in heaven. But, I mean, you know, it's really interesting when somebody shows you that. It was like in slow motion. And, you know, I don't go in slow motion. So I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller is 954-954. You are on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, this is Valerie. 954. Hello.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Valerie.
I'm also Moon Shadow in the queue. Good, good.
Oh, wait. Nah, Susan, I got to say something. I love that song. Do you remember that song? I think it was Cat Stevens, wasn't it? Moon Shadow. Okay, I don't know that song because I'm too young, but I did hear it, and I love that. Is that why you picked the song, or is it something that you picked?
I'm fascinated by the moon, and I've changed my name on Blog Talk a couple of times, and I needed something quick one day, and I just came up with
Moon Shadow. You know what, Moon Shadow, Valerie, is it Val? Love it. I relate to it. I'm in the moon because I'm a Cancer, and the moon rules me, and I love shadows. So
I'm
okay,
a Cancer, too. Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
That's from your old cauldron days here.
Yes, it is, but don't say anything, please, because in the light, I don't have that cauldron anymore. Okay, so how can we help you, Val?
I just like to call in for different things. I've never had the Akashic Records read, my Akashic Records, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Let me just tell you, it's Akashic Records, and if
you want your Akashic Records open, Susan would be more than happy to do that for you. Right, Susan?
Yes, I'll open your Akashic Records. Okay. what would you like me to call you, Moon or
Valerie? Is fine.
Valerie.
You call her Valerie.
Moon Shadow Valerie. Okay.
Valerie.
Yeah. There's actually a song called Valerie too. Yes. The first question I have to ask you is, so I know what soul window you're in, is how old you are.
I'm 49.
49. Ah, my God, you're in moving into that 50th, you're in your 50th year. Powerful, powerful cryon return soul window, which is where, you know, your 50th year, beginning of your redo and reset, okay, 50th year full circle, question everything, you know, you want a clean house, you want to get brave, you want to, you know, crawl under the covers and sleep for 2 years, you know, you challenge everything, you question everything, you know, you get brave, you get weak, you know, it's the soul window when the dreaming soul is fully awake. And your higher self, I mean, really comes down with some heavy-duty life coaching saying, am I here? You know, have I done what I came here to do? What more do I have to do? Do I want to go back and now readdress what I kind of put on the back shelf when I was younger, when I was trying to do life? It gets real interesting. And so that's where you are right now. The second question that I want to ask you is about your career, what you're doing now and what you've done in the past.
Well, right now, I've just really been a trailing spouse. We've been moving around a bit, but I think we're settled now, so I'm not working currently. But I used to work in IT, like a programming business analyst type role.
You were a programmer?
I was, yeah.
And so basically you've just been kind of just roaming around for a while?
Yeah. I've moved like 3 times in the last 3 years. And so, but now we're back to where we started, and I'm looking to, now, like you said, redo, reset, go to a totally different direction. And now I'm really interested in, like, energy therapy, but I don't really know if I have any talent there. And so I'm thinking of going to acupuncture school because that's more of a women's skill.
It's not about talent. It's about surrender and release. is what energy work is about. It's all there. You just have to awaken it and remember it. That's it. So, you know, it has nothing to do. No tap shoes are required when if you decide that you want to do energy work, okay? So may I ask you a question, because this is they're kind of tapping me in the back of the head here. It's like when you were roaming around, pray tell, Moonshadow, what were you doing?
Me? I mean, I just followed my husband around. I wasn't really – I was listening to, like, Sounds True radio and stuff like that. I've been studying all kinds of – listening to spiritual type of stuff, trying to,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So you're on – so basically you were on a spiritual quest.
Yeah, because I didn't know what was going on, so I was like, whether either I was just trying to convince myself that it was all going to be okay, or and try to brainwash mm-hmm. myself, like, oh, you know, it's all meant to be, and I don't know.
That somehow everything was going to be all okay, you just didn't know how to make it okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, this is definitely... designed by your higher self to cut loose and to let go of anything that was anchoring you down, and for you to try everything and try all, okay, until it was kind of like they're showing me that you're kind of like a ball and a pinball machine, and that's exactly what they wanted you to experience. Exactly. So that's why I'm saying that it felt like a spiritual quest.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have named it that or called it that or felt, you know, that it played out like that, but that's exactly what it was. So now I'm going to ask you what your gifts are, or what you think your gifts are, and also what you like best about yourself.
I'm not good talking about that kind of stuff, but I don't know if I have any good. I think I'm a good listener, and I think I'm patient. I'm a good friend. I'm a loyal friend, I think, and just try to be helpful. I don't know, but I don't think I'm, you know, ooh, I'm great at this or that. You know,
okay.
I'm a terrible cook, I can tell you that. I don't enjoy cooking.
well, you know, that ruins everything. I mean,
You're talking to
two people who can't boil eggs. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So, you know, does that give you an idea? Yeah. Yeah, it is like total requirement that you cook before you can be gifted. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm like this housewife that never wanted to be a housewife. So, I mean, you know, I'm pretty good at cleaning and stuff, but the whole cooking and entertaining has never been a forte.
I don't
can
get
entertain.
It.
I mean, I can't cook or clean. You know, I can entertain. I entertain all the time. I entertain spirit all the time. I just can't cook or clean.
Yeah. Some people just love that. They think it's meditative. To me, I just think it's messy. Okay. So what would you consider the things that you like the most about yourself?
I'm a good
that I'm fabulous.
I think I'm a good cheerleader for people. I'm a good supporter, and I'm when people need help,
oh,
I try
wonderful.
To help out. I try to be there for people.
Okay.
I try
so
to be positive. I like to be funny sometimes, but
mm-hmm.
I try to look at the light side, bright side of life.
Okay.
I'm funnier.
Do you have something to say here?
I said I'm funnier, but I mean, I don't mean it meanly.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah, and the amazing thing is about this is most of the time you don't know that you're funny, and that's what makes you so funny. Okay.
I know. I just got to say that.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting what it is that I'm seeing here, and I hope that you understand. This is a real powerful message for you. This is kind of like a, you know, Wake Up Valerie call. That's a good song. Wake up, Valerie. Wake up, Valerie.
Wake up, little
now. Okay. First thing that I saw for you, okay, is broken chairs. This is an interesting visual that they're trying to show me. Okay, here. Everything that I picked up listening to you and energetically is that you put a lot of your value comes from mostly in terms of how you view yourself you are a spiritual cheerleader. There's no question about it. And being of what you can do for others. Broken chair, I think, represents is that you have nothing to sit on yourself. Okay? And that's why you're kind of lost. That's what the spiritual quest is of what should I do? Who am I and what should I be? Okay? Because you spent most of your life being a support and a chair for others. And that's the agreement that you made, okay, that you would come into your soul family and you would be that spiritual support in order for them to feel stronger. Now, having said that, I want to make it very clear that in no way, shape, or form am I saying to you that that is a weakness, all right? That is your gift, your tool to accomplish what it is that you wanted to accomplish, broken chairs, all right? And now what I'm seeing here is that the broken chairs represent of that you have nothing to sit on, okay? It is now time for you to plop your butt on something that is solid for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
plop that butt.
Plop that butt down on that solid chair. And
plop that butt, girlfriend.
The broken chairs, represent that there have been opportunities for you to run with it and try this and become this and everything, but you passed and you said, oh no, please step in front of me, you do it. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and but that's exactly how you designed it, okay? But now you are in the soul window where they're saying get rid of the broken chairs or choose one of those chairs that were broken in terms of that you couldn't sit on it, but you gave the other non-broken chair to whoever, and you kept the broken chair. Either repair that chair or get a brand new chair. And this is about your gifts, okay? You view yourself as everyone else has a gift. Everyone else seems to know. Everyone else seems to have a path. Well, you know, darling, one of the reasons why they seem to be that way is because of you, okay? That's what you don't see. That spiritual cheerleader, it's like you said, wow, you know, they did this, they got this together and everything. And what you don't give yourself credit for is your very presence, your very words is what inspired them to believe in themselves. Okay? And that's what you're missing. And that's your gift. Spiritual cheerleader, you hit it right on the nose, all right? And now the broken chair represents that it's now time for you to sit on a solid chair yourself. Be a spiritual cheerleader for you, not for the agreements of your soul family. And underneath here, okay, under the broken chairs, there's this like murky water, okay, of it's like the broken chairs are a raft. And they're on this, like, murky water that you can't see the bottom of it. And what I'm going to assume, okay, is what this murky water is this confusion of of what you should do or who you should be, or of always being influenced by others. It's like if you have a gift, someone says, it's like, oh, no. You know, that gift is, you know, what good is that gift? You need to be a carpenter. Oh, no, you know, you have gifts with plants. And you do have gifts with plants?
Do I? not really, no.
Oh, okay. Well, you used to. Okay.
Okay. Well.
And it's like they say, what good is you know being a gardener or a thing? It's like, you know, you need to become a doctor. You know, so you've had one lifetime after another where you've had these amazing gifts of energy. That you communicated a spiritual cheerleader, either that, you know, you were a healer or you were in tune with plants or you were an artist or you were, and you let other people say, what, now listen to my words carefully here. What good is that? What value is that gift? You know, that has no value. What you need to do in life is this, and that's what you followed. You were too good of a soul, okay? And so you stayed the course versus of following your heart, your spiritual heart. Now, this one right here, that's the murky water of not being able to see who you really are and what you're about. This lifetime, you've come in and, you know, being the spiritual cheerleader for everyone else, as always, never allowing you to plant your feet anywhere, to become something that you didn't know. You started as a programmer because it just kind of fascinates. You have a brilliant mind, brilliant, okay? And it was easy for you, and it, you know, and it paid the bills or whatever. But this lifetime, they weren't going to let you do that. So here's my, after having said all this, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. Go to acupuncture
school. Yes, because I got someone with me.
Thank you. Go to acupuncture school. You'll breeze through it it will be like you've taken it twice before in other lifetimes, and it makes so much sense, and it's only the beginning. With an acupuncture license, you know, these anything else that you that you know you're dealing with, or you know, you could go, you know, span it out to whatever it is that you want to do. But this is the life that you have to sit on your own chair.
Okay.
I love that. It's kind of like musical chairs. You got one,
I just saw all these broken chairs.
I have two broken chairs in my backyard here. My patio. Moving around so much, and we've got them broken. My husband's like, throw them away. And I'm like, well, maybe we can fix them. He's like, just throw them away.
Exactly. And it's like, and
throw them away, girlfriend.
You now have to have a solid chair for you to sit on yourself. You've been everyone else's spiritual cheerleader, and you know, and it's like, and you've allowed others that you've had these amazing gifts, okay? And there are countless, and it's like, but that you were always told, what value is this? You are now in an age where these gifts, where before they looked at it and they went, you know, what can you do with this? You know, how can you earn a living at this? It's like, just put that aside and become this. You are now in an awakening time that those gifts that you put aside for countless lives, you can now use.
Okay. All right. Well, they're supposed to start school in May, so I'm going to go do it. You know, you're always there for everybody else when they visit and everything, and my husband, and so it's kind of, but I don't care anymore. I keep trying to tell myself, I don't care what they do. sake, yeah, I've been supporting him. So
you made up your mind.
You know, it's
going to
be a
like
tough road.
You're not going to let anybody talk you. Once you made up your mind, that was it. You weren't going to let anybody talk you out of it. You just were still kind of not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a big commitment.
Well, I have to tell you,
thank you.
I have to tell you, you can't talk me out of it either. I just have to talk. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I have to butt in and talk because that's why you can't talk me out of it. It's one of those kind of things. But I do have to tell you, I do have someone here with me, and she's such a wonderful lady. And what's funny is I had a male here in the beginning, but I don't know that he was for you because he left out very quickly. And he, do you have anybody that passed that was into boating? Like, you know,
boating.
Like fishing, boating, that kind of thing? Yeah, that had a small fishing boat.
My grandparents are in spirits. Well, I'm like, maybe my grandfather. I mean, we've gone fishing with him maybe when I was small or something.
Well, he showed up, but very quickly, because who walked in is your grandma. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And do you remember she's showing me she had rosy cheeks, and what she said is this, the reason you can't cook, because she heard you say that, is because apparently, and I'm not sure what she showed me, boxes of food, like boxed food, and that's why she can't cook. We didn't have a whole lot or something, and they use boxed food a lot, or canned or boxed food. I don't know if you lived where it's cold or... lived that she ate, like, all I see is a box of, like, spud potatoes, and she made mashed potatoes. She did something from these boxes with food. I just don't know because I don't cook either, but, you know, my husband and my son do, so I don't have to worry about it, but otherwise I'd have the spud potatoes too. But anyway, she said that your spirit is so bright, but it's for others. And she has leaves on her front porch or your front porch, and she's sweeping or sees you. It's an image of somebody sweeping their front porch from a lot of leaves. So then I see a tumbleweed in the back. So it either means to me it's a symbol. It's your symbol, not mine, so I'm not quite sure what it means to you. But to me, when I'm watching it, it's either that you live, that you're a very quiet life, you have a quiet life, or she did, or they did, and it looks like there wasn't a whole lot of people around, which would be the tumbleweeds. I'm not quite sure what that is. And she was cleaning a lot of leaves, but very, very tranquil life, not much going on in the background. And what she said is you look from within, that you really, you go deep within to see your world. And then she showed me a ring, like a oblong ring. So I don't know if you have an oblong ring or she left you one, but there's like an oblong ring. It's not big. It's kind of just the shape is oblong.
Yeah, I've got two grandmothers in spirit. And, yeah, the one we were all born in July, and so I have her ruby ring. And we grew up with not much. We were rich at all. We didn't have a lot of money. I did get that ring from my grandmother. It was her, it had a ruby on one side and a cameo on the other, and it was oblong. So that's funny. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
I live a very quiet life. I'm kind of a hermit. I've moved around, so I don't have a lot. I don't have family around me, but I prefer a quiet life compared to like my sisters who kind of have wheels on their butts sometimes. I don't need to move, and my husband, who's a big traveler and stuff, and I just prefer to be home a lot. I don't need a lot of excitement.
Well, you know, that's what the tumbleweed is. Maybe it's you're going around, but you're kind of living a quiet life because the tumbleweed really. Gets blown with the wind, but it doesn't really, you know, it's very tranquil and quiet. And that's what your grandma was showing me. And I love that I got to see that. What about the leaves on the porch? Do you remember?
I always see my other grandmother sweeping. I mean, she was always out We, you know, she had a small house, but she was always sweeping the front or the back or whatever. So yeah, I think he got both my grandmothers in there or something. I don't know, because that's a good image of her with her broom.
You know what, Val? I get groups. I don't necessarily just get one spirit. I had your grandfather. I had your grandmother. They are coming groups, and they show me things. As you know, sometimes I will tell you one person is here, but when they show me, you know, I can tell you I have parties in my house every time I do this show, and I just don't always have one spirit showing up. So, yeah, and you know, we're all connected, and I want everybody to know this. Everybody! We're all connected. So when you say your grandmother on one side, your grandmother on the other side, you do know that you came down here with each other. You've all written it in your plan. So, of course, when they're up there and they're in spirit, they're coming and showing you things together because that's what you wrote. So I'm so happy because they watch over you. They know how you are, and they're really excited about your future. And they want you to know, and the reason they gave me these symbols for you, Val, is they're validating what you're doing. So know they're with you. Know they're supporting you. Know that you have the availability to talk to them, to you know, call on them, and know that you're being supported by the spirit world. And that's why they show me these signs, so that you know they're there with you. So I hope we've helped you out today.
That's fabulous. No, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. We had fabulous. This was wonderful information. Wonderful.
And I just took muted Moonshadow. Moonshadow will think of you when we hear that song. So everybody, I just want you to know, and Susan, because I'm not going to shut my mouth because you talked a long time and I barely got a word in edgewise, and my tongue is just flapping. I do want everybody to know that when I do see spirits, they're your symbols. They're not mine. So when I do see them, I sometimes don't know, and I'm throwing them out at you because this is what your spirit group is showing me. So I'm going to go to the next person because you know what? I got to tell you, we only probably have time for one more person. Well, maybe not, but I have to also, I want to get this in here in case we start wrapping it up pretty quickly. We have a fabulous guest coming on Thursday, and I am so happy that Susan and I get to present him. His name is Glenn Cakley. He wrote the book. He's an author. He's a healer. He's a Reiki master, and he's just the most special energy you'd ever want to feel. And I will, when he comes on the show, he can tell you all about himself. I love this guy. He is fabulous. He's really bright. He's empathetic. He's just one of the best energies you'll ever feel. He wrote the book, and so we want you to all know he wrote the book, Your Power to Create You. It is all about you, how you can invest in your inner self. So I'm going to let him go through the book on Thursday, but just to let you know, Glenn, from the house on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, she's so
Susan.
Gifted. So gifted.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also a healer. We love that. I'm going to take 857 next. 857, you're on with Bonnie and Susan.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
How are you? Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
We're doing fab.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We are doing fabulous. What is your name and how can we help you today?
Sure. My name is Melissa. And
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I didn't know if I necessarily wanted to open. Hi. I didn't necessarily. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
We can hear you perfectly.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hi.
I didn't know if I necessarily. Hi. I didn't necessarily know if I wanted to look at my Akashic record, but I'm a little curious, so let's do it.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Melissa. I'm going to tell you one thing, and, yeah, you do want to do it because I got to tell you, and I'm going to brag about Susan until the cows come home. Actually, I don't know why I said that because I don't even have any cows, but I have to tell you that it is a rare talent. There's people that do it, but nobody is Susan, and so if you want, and it would, and again, you can hire her on the side, and she can open that, so nobody will hear. But again, if you want your Akashic record open, this is your girl. This is your show. This is me. So if you're going to go for it, go for it. I suggest everybody do it. Otherwise, you're going to be calling Susan for a reading because you're going to be too curious to know. So
okay.
You want
well,
to take
let's
a grab
or, yeah, or if you have, you know, like
Yay!
A specific, you know, a specific issue that's going on, you know, that you want to address, you know, with us, you know, that's okay too. I mean, sometimes
well, we can
you
can do
it like you, yeah, you heard with the first girl, she didn't know whether she wanted to have the Akasha. And as soon as I started opening up, it all became apparent what the issue really was. And so we didn't even go any further. We addressed the issue. So it, however you want to do it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why not? Let's do it.
Let's go for it. Yeah.
Let's
all right.
It.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I need to know from you is what soul window you're in, and how. So that would be how old you are.
I am 36.
Okay. You.
You are
as if you're
older than me.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're 15-year-old. Yes. 36.
Yeah.
Okay. If you've been listening, the basically what it is that you're coming out of that energy of wanting to that window of wanting to feel grown up and letting your young girl ways, and you're just kind of like in between when you hit that kind of window of mortality, when all of a sudden you realize that your youth is gone, you know, ma'am, it really grates on your nerves. You realize that you're not going to be young forever. So you're kind of like tween there of feeling, you know, pretty grown up, but still having this youth energy interweaved in your life. It's a good place to be because it's full of promise. It's full of future opportunities, but yet still connected to the energy of youth. So it's a good age to be. The next thing that I want to ask you is what you do for your career now and in the past.
Well, I feel like I've been a student for forever. I'm just now starting to really get into my career, which would be in marketing.
In marketing?
Yeah, I'm a marketeer.
Okay. So when you say you've been a student forever, what time? Yeah, I had expected you to say that you were a surgeon or something. So what is
No. The biggest issue is that I am first generation, so it took me having to work full-time, going to school part-time, and then, you know, working. That took me forever to do. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically you broke karma in your family. Okay, good. Okay, what kind are you working now?
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of marketing do you do?
Right now I am in email marketing.
Email marketing, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been doing that?
Actually, it's a new role, so I just started.
Say that again?
It's a new role, so I just started probably about a month.
About a month, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you've been going to school part time and working and finally now in actual marketing, right?
Yes.
Okay. What were you working at while you were going to school?
So while I was going to school, I've kind of always been in different marketing roles.
Mm-hmm.
Some print, more like sales, marketing, end user. Prior to me going to graduate school, I was at a financial institution where I was an executive assistant and supporting the marketing team. Well, actually, I was the marketing team.
Okay.
Okay,
so basically you were like work as you go.
Right.
Okay, that's what I want to know. Okay, and could you tell me what you feel that your gifts are?
I am a innovator, and
mm-hmm.
I bring things to life. So I bring ideas to life. But I'm also very artsy. I sing, I dance, and I like, you know, like visual arts, things of that nature. So, but I
so
think
you're
in jewelry.
You're very visual, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah, and performance-based. But also I think the biggest thing is that I bring ideas to life. I can manifest people's ideas and bring them to life.
All right. So basically you implement other people's ideas.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I like that. Okay, and what would you say that you like the most about yourself?
I'm strong. My strength. My will.
Say that again.
Very strong. Very strong will. My will and my strength.
Okay. You feel that you're strong and.
In my will, just I have a very strong will, very ironclad.
Okay, strong will. Okay. Okay.
You know, I would call that stubborn, but in this day and age, we call it strong-willed. I love that.
No, it's stubborn.
I kind of like that, too. I'm
stubborn.
No. Yeah, well, you know, we
yes,
have an epidemic
yes,
of...
I see that.
Yeah, we have an epidemic of weak discipline now in society, so this is truly, you know, something to like about yourself. Okay. The first thing that, picked up about you is that actually, which is kind of, I think, kind of ironic, is actually books came flying out, you know, because you were talking about being a student and having to do this for so long. And you're not done, okay? When I say you are going to be a perpetual student
very
for the rest
girl.
Of your life. Yeah, I mean, that's just
yeah,
not...
Very bright
just,
girl.
Yeah, it's not going to stop. Where you're going to, you've got to this place through hard work and keeping your nose to the grindstone. But you have, and one of the things that you said about your visual art, innovative, implementing others' ideas, it's like you have this voracious curiosity about what makes things work, okay, and how you can get it done to make a better mousetrap. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So part of the tools that you came in into life with is to use that curiosity as a perpetual student of life, okay? And that means that you're 36 now, and you're in this marketing where you worked very hard to get in. You're not going to stay in it long, okay? Because you're going to have, it feels like this was just a springboard in order for you to get into the big leagues. All right, you're going to. It is your determination and that curiosity, okay, that's going to open career doors for you. Now I see books in them, okay. That you know, it's that insatiable curiosity of how to. Okay, and but underneath that, all right. Is there this, it's sitting on a chest, okay, of money, all right? And this chest has bills.
My
out
chest.
Yeah, no, this belongs to her, Bonnie. You can't have it. It's like these bills are coming out.
Melissa.
But there's also bills sticking out of your books, too, all right? And so what that tells me about what your journey here is about is that you are here to change karma for your soul family about lack, poverty, less than of being without, okay? And
I
and through this,
you. I could kiss you through the phone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. What about me? Can you kiss me? What happened to me?
I want to kiss you.
You know if you're going to kiss me.
Thank you,
Melissa.
I'm the one that told you to get this reading. And by the way, I am the one who isn't going to take money.
Don't you love that about her? She takes credit for everything. Okay. So what your karma here, what's your agenda here, okay, is that you are live by example. You are breaking some serious karma in your soul family, okay, a soul family of slavery, poverty, starvation, lack, many lifetimes of living on the barest minimum. I pick up that you were in the potato famine, that you were always just
remember to share.
Barely getting by,
mm-hmm.
okay?
And
and that strong will that you talk about is the collective soul energy of your family, of their saying that we will put all of our force in you in order to help break this karma. And you are the way shower by learning, showing, teaching. And the bottom line is that you are driven to bring financial prosperity into your soul family again, because somehow, somewhere, it was taken from you. Everyone deserves prosperity. I mean, you've lived a life of royalty and riches, and you've done that. But then somewhere along the line, your soul decided to say, and your soul family cooperated and went with you, of like, well, you know, let's experience how we keep our faith when we're struggling to believe that we can put food on the table. You know, that'll be a very powerful spiritual experience. Well, you know, maybe it just took too well. You know, it stuck. And it's like, and then you spent a few lifetimes forgetting that it was an experiment. You know, that it was like you wanted to just experience, and all of a sudden you stayed hungry for several lifetimes. This lifetime here is about breaking that karma of bringing prosperity, wealth, and abundance into your soul family. And you're going to do it, girlfriend. I mean, there's no question about
it.
Wait a minute. Bonnie.
Go ahead.
Go, baby girl.
I just want to remind you, Melissa, that sharing is a great quality. And sharing with people like me and people like Susan and sharing with all the people that are on this radio show is a very deep virtue. And when you become that way shower, you just remember where we are, girlfriend.
I got to sue you. I can't sue everybody, but I got you too.
Oh, yes. She's already suing you. I know, but I
know you're going to ask her if there's any more questions, but I just have to tell you this because they're coming, and they're coming in droves, and then I'll let you get back to whatever questions you have for Susan, because we only have 10 minutes. Okay, well, they're standing one in back of the other, your soul families. They are standing with the guy in the front with a big spade shovel, and he's got it halfway in the ground, and he's just looking so intently at you. And from him all the way back go the females, the males, the children, the older people, going all the way back. I can't even see how far back they go on this field, and they're all dressed pants, big pants and T-shirts and work shirts, and they don't have a smile on their face. They're just looking at you intently. And what they're saying to me in my head, because the words are coming out, is they're looking at you so lovingly, and they're saying, please change this for everyone going forward. And that's why I don't see anybody standing in front of this gentleman that's looking at you. So I can tell you this is, like, so cool for me to see, and I've not had this. I haven't seen this. But I will tell you, like Susan said, you're the way shower. You got a lot of people behind you to show the way to. So, okay, go ahead, Susan.
Can I ask
you
a question?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, sweetie.
Okay. So when you say soul family, are they relatives or are they a group of people that I chose to incarnate with in this incarnation? Because I'm a little confused.
That's a soul family.
Not
all
this incarnation.
All have soul family. Yeah. I mean, we carry soul families with us from lifetime to lifetime, and they just play all different roles, like little pockets of
yeah.
souls that we work together with. But we're
okay.
still all one.
This family that I'm incarnated with, I'm not going to say they are, they're stubborn. They've been unsupportive, and I understand
you
that maybe
them.
This is the role that they were supposed to play. So, but when it comes to showing the way, it's kind of like they did everything in their power to make it so that I wouldn't get here. And now that I'm here, they don't publicly acknowledge, wow, look how far you've come. They won't say
oh,
that.
Oh, no, because they're the old energy, honey. It was you're
yeah.
the one that volunteered. Your soul said, I can
yes.
do this. I'm the strongest of all of us. And what they did is that they, through their collective support, you may not feel it in terms, because they're in the old paradigm of lack, less than, judgment,
mm-hmm.
who do you think you are
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, mm-hmm. but that's the agreement that you made, that you would overcome that, because you knew they weren't going to be able to support you because they wouldn't remember.
Okay.
You're on your own,
yeah,
sweetie,
you,
on this one. You're on your
you're
own.
You're on your own, baby.
But yeah. you, of your all of this, of your soul family, and in particular, had the strength to do this. No one else.
Yeah. And you know what? I got to tell you, because we only have a few minutes, but I've got to tell you this. When I said they weren't smiling and they weren't saying anything, they're never going to acknowledge you. They're not going to acknowledge, and this is your soul family, that they're just looking at you. They're looking at you to show them the way. They can't
mm-hmm.
praise you. They can't say anything because you haven't. They haven't had that. They haven't had anybody that has done what you're going to do. And once you do it, there'll be a different story. But they
yeah.
are not going
to
praise you.
And carry it forward to
nothing.
The next reincarnation, because
yeah.
the imprint will be different.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
does that mean for the
so
next incarnation,
cool?
this was awesome. Can I just ask one last question, please? I promise, really quick. I know we have to wrap
yeah,
up. Please.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The next incarnation,
yeah,
since the imprint will be different, do I still come in with the same family, or do I get a new family from a different vibration?
No.
You won't know.
We keep the
yes.
same soul families, except we change
yes.
characters. We change supporting roles. But
yeah.
no, we're like small clusters of soul families. And who knows how big they are? They could be hundreds. They could be thousands. But we keep a soul family, and we just we raise the whole soul family cluster together as each one grows and enlightens.
Okay.
Like
and
they
you know what,
one
Melissa?
Lifetime, they
Susan
could be your mother.
Then
what's that?
Right, a friend. I said, you know what, Melissa? Susan's one of my soul family, and look how much I've raised her vibration.
I don't know. I mean, it's fun.
I tell you, I've been
in my soul family. Good Lord. I mean, I could have been some kind of black witch somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll come, honey. I will come and find you, and I will always grab you out. So just remember that, soul sister. But you know what? I have to tell you, Melissa. Yeah, soul families come down. You're never going to know. You only know when you're in spirit. But we all work on certain things. And I'm going to tell you that I see clear as day what you're going to do for your soul family. You won't get credit in this lifetime. You'll get credit for yourself because if you're going to accomplish, like Susan said, great things. You're smart. You're going to change your vibration, which will change there. Now, how cool is that?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll show by example.
So welcome. Yeah, we are so happy. We do not have any more time to talk to the next caller, so I'm going to kind of just give some wrap-up to the show. But will you please let us know how well you do and where you are? And if you ever want, you get so much of that money coming out of those books, you know where to send it, girlfriend.
I absolutely do. I got you, booze. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Babe.
It was a
Thank
pleasure.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love her. I'm so glad that she called and we talked her in, or I talked her into having her Akashic Records open, because you know what? That's what I love. I love when somebody's here to change things, and everybody is. It's just we get to see it, Susan. We get to see it, and that's what's
it's so cool about this show. Yeah, pretty cool.
It is so cool. You know, I don't usually get to wrap the show up because we usually go right to the end. But the great news is, and we kind of have anyway, we've got 4 minutes left. I am going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for calling. By the way, we have two that did not get in today, more than that, but I told them that I would take them first thing tomorrow. And I'll just use their name, Mia RN and Yuri Girl. You will be on first, and then we're going to rock and roll from there. So I do want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody in chat. I love chat. I actually was in chat. And I actually did talk, walk, chew, and whisper, and write. So I don't know if I made sense to all the chatters out there, but I did try. So I want to thank them. I want to thank everybody, our callers and listeners. Again,
I
do want to talk.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
I know.
You did?
I'm so impressed.
Oh, I know.
Yes,
she kept on saying,
I
can't chat. I can't. Spirit right and talk at the same time. And oh my God, you have figured out
it is tough.
How to do it. Give a hand for Bonnie.
It is tough. thank you. That's so sweet. But I got to tell you, I don't know that I could do it all the time, guys. It wasn't easy. But I do also want to thank you, Susan. From Bonnie A to Susan Z and everywhere in between, from A to Z, I love that. You know I love you. You know you're the best. You know I love all of our co-hosts. And I just thank everybody. I want to give you a wrap-up of our show this week. Susan and I will be on again tomorrow, and we are going to be open up those Akashic Records and anything from A to Z. So give us a call. Let us know what you want. I do know what the next two callers want, and that's going to be cool. Then on Wednesday, we have the famous life card reader, Kelly. Kelly is in the house. She was in
Yay, Kelly!
We love you. Kelly also has her own show on Sundays. I'll let her tell you about that when she comes in on Wednesday. And we have the famous Ron Cole. He is an astrologer. He will be taking calls. So you can call with any of your astrology questions, but they have to be general. He also has doing a reading for one of our famous people in chat. I'm not going to mention her name until she actually comes on Wednesday. That ought to be a really cool, that'll be a really cool reading also. Now, on Thursday, we have the healer, the Reiki master, the author. We have Glenn Cakley coming to the house. Your Power to Create You. If anybody wants to download it, get it. It's on Amazon. It's on all the bookstores. He will tell you about it. It's really cool. I love the picture on the front. Hi, Glenn, if you're listening, you're with us on Thursday. Susan, I love you. We only have a few minutes, but I love you. Everyone.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Love is in the air. And we will hear you there tomorrow. Bye.